The best tea in the city.
25 minutes after 9, welcome to it. It is the best tea in the city. Thank you so much for being here. How was your weekend? Was it good? And no, I'm going to pull at your heartstrings today. I'm going under the skin today. And I might even evoke certain things that you thought you have dealt with. However, this is all in celebration that you're still alive. And there are certain things we can't just not let go. We need to sort of face, all right? Like your pain that never heals. You have a pain that never heals. Or at least never seems to heal. No matter how much you try and how you treat it, it never seems to go away. This could be the pain derived from losing a baby, betrayal, trauma, addiction, or injury. It could also be emotional, like empty promises. And I get Omo Joyce, you know how many empty promises are thrown at we must have coffee? You know those conversations. Empty promises. They raise your hopes only to let you down. That's emotional. And when you complain or cry about it, you're told, "Aye, man, everything happens for a reason." Or, "It was never meant to be." As if these words would be like Lyndon David Hall medicine for my pain. As if it will drown the pain. There are certain... There's a pain that never heals. Talk to a man that regrets not following his heart and ended up marrying someone for convenience and not for love. Talk to a woman that hates driving because of the trauma it left her after a hijacking or an accident. Not all hurts heal. Ach! Say that again, Mukwili. Not all hurts heal. Like disappointment, trauma, betrayal. A scar may have healed, but what cost it? Still there. There is a pain that never heals. And we hardly talk about it. We hardly talk about it. Well, not today. This pain is now part of you. Hashtag the pain. Excuse me. I just experienced one now. What's that pain that never heals for you? Hashtag the pain that never heals. As we sip the best tea in the city. Gwen Chiwanda says, "Tea, talking about the pain that never heals. It has to be the pain of your pregnancy being rejected by the father and his entire family, who were once your cheerleaders. They loved your relationship, but now, 14 years later, I'm still yet to hear from him." The pain that never heals, when your family never stands by you. Instead, they are against you and always thinking the worst of you. That everlasting pain, because you live with these people and you cannot avoid them. Not even forever. They are there. You're connected. What happens when you are in pain? Yes. What happens? You are told to take this and do that to take the pain away, right? What happens when the pain never goes away? No penicillin. No mthandazo. No can take it away. None. Chances are you have experienced the pain that is now part of you. When your child is an addict, even when they go to rehab, there is an emotional scar that lingers on. When you have a permanent injury and it was not your own, it was not of your own doing, and it has altered your life, even if you heal, the pain remains. It's easy to talk about the loss of a loved one because we can all relate, but it's difficult when you're talking about the pain that is emotional, like betrayal, like trauma. There is a pain that never heals. what is it for you? Let me give you the 3 teaspoons on when the pain doesn't heal or never seems to heal.
3 teaspoons.
These are the 3 teaspoons on the pain that never heals. Number one, betrayal. A betrayal by someone close to you cuts deep. You have trouble trusting others and push them away because you don't want to be hurt again. You may choose to isolate or turn away from the world, convincing yourself that you're better off alone. That's betrayal. Betrayal not only makes you doubt others, it makes you doubt yourself as well. Number two, on the pain that never heals or never seems to heal, permanent injury. Because if you have a permanent injury, you have to relearn how to move through the world. Daily things, daily tasks that were once simple now take a great deal of effort. People look at you with sorrow or pity, which makes you feel pathetic and small. You want to wish your injury away, but you're forced to live with it. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on the pain that never heals, addiction. Addiction is particularly cruel. It's a cruel affliction because the person you love is still there but is no longer themselves. To make matters worse, addicts do get skilled in terms of lying to and exploiting those that they love. Unfortunately, hope is short-lived as they tend to relapse again and again. There's nothing like witnessing somebody you love descend into addiction. It's a pain that truly is heart-wrenching. We're talking about the pain that never heals. A little to do, even though it's still very important, with the physical. Mm-hmm. And by the physical, I mean, you know, physical injury or losing a loved one. I'm not saying they're not that important, but because they do have an emotional impact to it. But think about your friendships. Betrayal.
Yeah.
Think about lifestyle, trauma. You know, think about responsibilities, you know, disappointment or even hurt by somebody who you care about. And they just took things for granted, yet it costs you either money, time, whatever it is, or even peace of mind. But like I said, it's a pain that never heals. For you?
Yeah. I think for me, I've got a cousin who we grew up and we were very close. Very, 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 very close growing up. And as a result, we just stopped talking. And I got to find out that she thinks I'm behind the downfall of her marriage, you know. And it just didn't make sense.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got involved, you know. But that was the conversation around, you know. And it still hurts to this day. You know, we've never spoken about it.
You could have just come to me and I could have cleared the air.
Yeah. And it's awkward because we go to family gatherings together and it's just so awkward. Awkward, awkward, awkward. And I mean, I don't understand. But I mean, this is the conversation that is everywhere.
Where does, if you were to give an emotion to it, what would you call it?
It's betrayal. I'd say I got betrayed. I mean, yeah, it's betrayal. And I was disappointed at the fact that this is somebody who knows me and who knows I would never, you know, get to that point. I just can't even connect the dots. And I mean, my mom and her mom are also not, you know, on good terms. So I can't even ask them to talk about it or ask. Yeah. So it's complicated.
JJ?
I can't think of anything else either than funerals, Uncle T. I can't think of anything. The only thing that I feel like I can never get over is that I decided to get off social media, and in the process, I lost a friend that I didn't know. I missed the funeral because I was off social media. So I think, so it's not the funeral or the loss per se. I could have dealt with that.
Yeah.
It's the missing out on something
so important.
You see what I mean? And chances are you may not even heal from that.
No.
The pain that never heals. That's exactly what we're talking about. Like I said, we're talking about that wound that is so personal that every time you go to it, and it speaks to betrayal, it speaks to dishonesty, and so on, and disappointments. And it's even worse when betrayal comes from your own blood. eh? It hits home. So when, what is that pain that never heals?
Morning, Uncle T. Your topic, how it's so sad. Now for me, the pain that never heals up until today, it's when I see my son seeking for attention. But ntatwagaye amufi attention yona ewe. Like pain ewe yang heta. Like pain nka si hili kubuphilong baka ewe. Like seeing my son seeking for attention. Ntatwagaye motswetseng, but ntatwagaye sa mufi that attention. It's so sad. It's so sad. Thanks, Uncle T.
What are we talking about?
The pain that never heals.
Losing a husband.
Hey.
Because I have to deal with it publicly. And I have to welcome anything that anybody thinks that they have the right to say to me.
And
their entitlement. Yeah, I just, yeah. I was waiting.
No, no, no,
I was
no, no. It's not a question. They are entitled.
I was waiting to.
Isn't it funny that they are entitled? Wow.
So entitled. That for me, because it's different depending on whether we're getting along or not.
Yes.
Do you understand? Yeah, so yeah. When we're going through a great patch, it's easier. And when we're not, it's triggers, like, and that's a pain that I have to live with while, so mourning a relationship, but the person's still there, is very different to mourning a death. And I'm not saying either is lighter or more difficult.
Imagine a daughter who sees the father, but she has no access to. You're mourning him, but he's still alive.
I mean, that's the Dojo Cat story, isn't it?
Talk to me. Midday Joy. Let's go.
I mean, we're all there.
Thank you.
Udlamini and Goldberg is like, oh, I know your father from Serafino or Lion King. I can't remember which performance. And she's like, lucky you have met him. This was on TV.
Motwa Mudimu are most women learn to live with the pain of miscarriage. Once in a while, that though pops up. Of the life that could have been, and hence hashtag the pain that never heals. Call me, take the last sip.
Take the last sip. Call 086-00-00-959.
Time for you to take the last sip. Call us 086-00-00-959. Sophia.
Hi, Uncle T.
Is this the tall and dark Miss Lady provide shoes to those who need it that I met?
Exactly. That's the one and only one.
Of course. I just needed to make sure. But people steal identities these days, Rena Sophia.
I know, Uncle T. I know.
So now, tell me about the pain that never heals.
Yeah, Uncle T. Topic out into city heart palpitations.
Thank you.
Loss, as Inachi said. People think her loss is only about death.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Mm-mm.
And in my case, I'm going to break it down and I'm going to be quick.
Mm.
I lost my mom at 4 years old when I was raised by grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And then along the way, grandparents passed on.
Mm.
Then my daughter passed her matric. She went to tertiary. And for me, it was a loss because that's the only person that I was closer to after losing my mom.
Wow.
And my grandparents.
Wait,
so
wait,
people are congratulating
wait.
Me instead.
Wait. So your daughter leaving for varsity is like, yo, I'm losing.
The other part of me was like, I'm happy, I'm excited, she's doing well. It means I'm doing a great job as well. Unaware that I'm dealing with another loss.
What is
it? But I was looking at a good side of it. Then she comes back, she graduates, she goes to the Middle East.
Hi.
Now I was only left with my uncle, the only immediate family member from my mother's side. And I stayed with him. He was sick. I took care of him until he passed on 2 years ago. Then now, because I'm the steering of the family,
thank you.
Everybody comes, and support and Sidisa, they say all the things. But till to date, Tibos, nobody in my family and in the circle of my friends who once came to me and Shabako Haramato Ari. How are you feeling?
Thank you.
Just because they're staring, nobody asked me that question. How are you feeling? Because they don't know.
And that's the thing about superheroes. Nobody cares to ask how they are, right?
Exactly.
I feel you. Thank you so much for that call. Stay strong. Yeah?
Okay.
There you
All
have.
Right.
There you have it. All right.
A hona pe ne botlhoko tshwana le motho o tlhokang pleke ya o dula.
Yo.
I went through that. Ke sna pleke ya o dula. Right now ke shebile somebody ke leng very close le ene wa safara gona kra pleke ya o dula. I because a bereke wa sebetsa but financially tshota ga e ka se mothuso re a kra pleke a kra kendo. It's very very painful. To those una le bana, o solla le bana all over. It's not nice.
Jabas.
Chibos.
Me out.
Shabunjan.
Grand me out.
Grand. Hey, my Chibos is Ungusaraman Liver, man.
Hard problem.
The pain in the Lena 50 years to run, my late mother. My late mother, when she passed on while I was not working, I couldn't do anything for her. And I was saving my plans, which is the day in Spana. I'm taking the motor. I'm shooting by the anniversary in time. So I couldn't do it. So now my siblings now isn't a slang and the right. So though I'm trying by all means to go to the right, as a talker shield, which no one comes to ask you which, how are you feeling? While you try by all means to try hard and go to doesn't to do that the right thing. Most of you have Mara's Day or something that I need to talk no mundo mama. You are emotional. Over half for me that pain is healer in when
and in up was time heals.
The worst part of it, my mother, within 3 days, was shown.
Ask yourself, Tim. Thanks, Javas, for sharing.
Me in a personal party, I pay ni a young of food, no, I say, or a young and now, and I was from an early age, at the age of 9. I'm done in the Indo Tendala for the wife, but I still abandoned our voting salary. But my talo very inking in my family, me by a color by phone at a pretty. Kashiashi was born up in the manner you are being used by your own flesh and blood. Thank you for your show, Pretty
Zanel.
I don't see what
now. Now.
Because it pain a lady a hand. Ayoguchi over infected somebody infect you. Up until today he never asked me how I'm feeling.
Infected, what do you mean?
Infected me HIV.
Oh.
Instead of I'm going to tell you. And wachita,
so I'm sorry. Ask Zanel. Thanks for the call. Oh, my.
My sister passed away about 14 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to take care of her kids, 2 girls. And, you know, the thing is, I abandoned to take my daughter to university and give her the life that she deserved because she's the only child.
Yes.
I thought by that time I was doing the right thing. But yo, I shame. My sister's kids, Bamponsa, spoke. Even to this day, I still ask myself, had I taken them to the orphanage, never to Bajwang. And was part of the whole matter, the betrayal and the pain. Your firstborn child there high was blaming me for the full of my high. That pains. It keeps on going back and back at end of my mind.
Lerat, be the last sip.
Yo, now Uncle T, my son disowned me. I lost my mom in Feb this year. I cried out the pain. I dealt with it. But my 15-year-old, whose mother apart overseas, for him to block me and refusing to talk to me, I feel I'm losing. I've lost my child, whom I thought blood was thicker than water because of the issues I have with his father and his father influencing him against me. And yeah, till this morning I was dreaming about him. That's the worst loss that a parent should go through, losing a child while they're still alive.
Ask his my dear. The pain that never heals. We had to talk about it, right?
The best tea is the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.